Sunday letter to Felix, F-E-L-I-X, Nunley, N-U-N-L-E-Y, at 345 Hope Drive, Estill Springs, Tennessee, 37330. Dear sir, your recent blood work reveals slight decline in your kidney function with a creatinine of 1.35. Period. Paragraph, please make an appointment to see me for further evaluation of this abnormality. Sincerely, Sunday letter to Benny Day, D-A-Y, at 186 Wood Bluff Road, Winchester, Tennessee, 37398. Dear sir, your recent blood sugar was 195 with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.9. Period. In addition, your cholesterol is elevated at 273. Period. Paragraph, please make an appointment to see me to discuss improving the control of your diabetes and your lipid abnormalities. Sincerely, send a letter to K-K-A-Y Grant, G-R-A-N-T, Post Office Box 216, Winchester, Tennessee, 37398. Dear Ms. Grant, your serum ferritin level was elevated at 764. You may stop your iron at this point in time. Sincerely, John Smith, he comes back. He had his biopsy, which was negative for temporal arteritis, and he's tapering his prednisone. He's on Humira every week for his Crohn's. He's feeling fairly well. Insert A 140 over 82, pulse 80, temp 98.9, weight 174, height 5'5". He's overweight. He's got a suspicious 8mm skin lesion on his right neck, which is pigmented. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear, abdomen soft. Assessment, he seems stable. He's got a suspicious skin lesion plan. Continue taper and prednisone. Strongly suggest dermatological referral. Follow-up, 3 months. Patient had review statement. Mary Newman, she had her hospitalization, was found to have acute diverticulitis. She feels better now. She also had a polypectomy back in December of 2012, period. Insert A 132 over 84, pulse 84, weight 206. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear, abdomen soft. Assessment improved, plan Metamucil daily, follow 3 months. Patient had review statement. Check thyroid profile, sensory reduced her L-thyroxine. Donna Tant, she comes back for follow-up. She had her blood work, which revealed a high HDL cholesterol, period. Her ultrasound of her axilla shows a 1.1 centimeter tender inflamed lymph node. Assessment inflammatory node, which is resolving. Plan observe every 3 months. Patient had review statement. Jerry Williams, he comes back. He had a presumed colon cancer metastatic to the buttock and to the pelvic nose. He's receiving chemotherapy. He feels well, has not lost weight. Insert A, vital signs stable, heart signs regular, lungs clear, no edema. Assessment stable, plan follow-up 6 months with physical exam. Patient had review statement. Let's put a problem list on the chart for Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth, 3-2-1946. Number 1, left bundle branch block. Number 2, chronic left knee pain. Number 3, adenocarcinoma of the perineal area. Medication list, number 1, aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Physical exam, Helen Henshaw, H-E-N-S-H-A-W. She comes for a physical exam. She's not having any new problems. Her blood sugars have been up and down. She's a diabetic. Past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, carotid stenosis, past surgical history, hysterectomy, allergies, Lipitor, medications, C-list, social history. She doesn't smoke or drink, family history. Mother had hypertension and a stroke. Father died in an accident, 132-point ROS on chart. Objective 119 over 78, pulse 60, temp 97.4, weight 158, BMI 25.9. She's overweight. HNT, she's got some cladding of her right pupil. Everything else is the same. Under genitalia, absent cervix and uterus. EKG is abnormal with possible old inferior dead zone and some ST segment depression laterally. Assessment abnormal EKG in a high-risk patient plan. We're going to get cardiac and carotid duplexes. I'm referring her to cardiology for evaluation for coronary disease. Patient had review statement, blood work, follow-up. Carl Scott comes in. He's doing well. Taking blood pressure medicine, he needs refills today. He states his blood pressure has been doing well. Past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, sigmoid diverticulosis, cholelithiasis, right inguinal hernia, which was repaired. Past surgical history, inguinal hernia repair, allergies, ACE inhibitors, low PIDs, shrimp, medications, Losartan, HCT. Social history, he does not smoke or drink. Other than a bottle of beer every day. Family history, father had hypertension, liver disease. Hypertension. Mother died of liver disease. Father's still alive. 132-point review of systems on chart. Objective 115 over 74. Pulse 80. Height 5'6". Weight Height is 5 foot 6 inches. Weight 176. Male physical all the same. EKG, normal sinus rhythm. Assessment, he seems stable. Blood pressure seems to be fairly well controlled. Plan, continue current medicines. Check appropriate blood work. Patient had reduced active follow. Thomas E. Grant comes for a physical. He's got a cough and congestion chronically. Uses multiple medications for allergies. He's being evaluated for asthma. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia, asthmatic bronchitis, plantar fasciitis, and hypertension. Past surgical history, no major surgery, allergies, penicillin, sulfa, medication, C-list, social history, does not smoke or drink, family history. His mother and father have had some types of cancer. 132 point review of systems on chart, male physical, 124 over 80, pulse 60, temp 98.8. Height 5'9", weight 145. He's not overweight. Male physical, all the same, except for chest. He's got some few bronchi in the lung basis. EKG, normal sinus rhythm assessment. He seems stable. Plan, we're going to continue current medicines. Check appropriate blood work, patient had review statement, and follow up. Shannon Loudermilk, Loudermilk. She comes back for follow-up. She's now almost asymptomatic. Feels better on the omeprazole. Insert A110 over 80, pulse 62. Abdomen soft, bowel signs present. No vital spinomegaly. Assessment stable. Plan. Continue omeprazole. Follow-up in 3 months. Patient had review statement. A.L. Those are initials. Shasteen. He was in Tunica, Mississippi, gambling. He had a sinkable spell while he was in his hotel room. It occurred after he drank a Coca-Cola. And after he won $9,000. In a penny slot machine. Insert A115 over 64, pulse 66, temp 97.8, weight 139, height 5'9", heart sounds regular, lungs clear, no edema. Assessment, etiology unclear, plan EKG, 24-hour Holter to monitor, CBC, CMP, follow-up. This is Ryland Williams. He was admitted to the Southern Tennessee Medical Center last week with a flu-like illness, temperature of 101.5. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, unable to keep anything down, period. While he was in the hospital, he developed a cellulitis of his left leg, period. Paragraph, he does have known past history of coronary disease, hyperlipidemia, diverticulosis, dementia, lymphocytic cystitis, hypertension. Paragraph, allergies, ACE inhibitors, quinidine, IV contrast, and Keflex. Paragraph, he takes aspirin, ranitidine, metoprolol, amlodipine, Reglan, Exelon patch, and Entocort, period. Insert A138 over 74, pulse 72, temp 97.5, weight 148. HENT unremarkable, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, no edema, abdomen soft. He does have a rash on his left lower extremity, which is scaly, with some edema of the left leg. Assessment, he has a probably eczema of his left leg. Plan, I'm going to try to continue the cream which he is using, which is Cloderm, have him elevated, continue all medications, and have him follow up with me in approximately 1 week. We reviewed all his medicines and care of his left leg. Patient had review statement. Nellie Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. She comes back for follow-up. She's feeling fairly well. She's getting her blood checked from time to time for her pulmonary emboli. Insert A, vital signs stable, heart signs regular, lungs clear, weight 179, she's obese. Assessment, she needs to lose weight. Continue Coumadin at 2.5 milligrams daily with regular INR, special med review statement. Terry Scott Jernigan, J-E-R-N-I-G-A-N, taking his enalapril, taking his simvastatin, doing well. Insert A, 130 over 83, pulse 64, height 5'9", BM. I is 24.9. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear, no edema. Assessment stable. Plan follow up for July with physical. Patient had review statement. James Fultz. He's got pain in his right ear. He also has his sciatica flaring up. Insert A128 over 72, pulse 68, weight 215. Right tympanic membrane, fiery red. Heart sounds regular, lungs clear. Assessment, he's got otitis media. Plan. Augmentin 500 milligrams TID. He may reduce his Coumadin dosage in half. And I anticipate he will have this stop before long. Patient had review statement. Nancy Jolly, Subnetta, she feels better. She's had no more burning. Insert A130 over 84, pulse 72, weight 262. Urine today, trace blood. Cytology and culture were negative. Ultrasound, some small non-obstructive stones. assessment etiology and clear plan, we've reduced her coumadin and we're going to observe. I told her if she continues to have hematuria, she'll need a cystoscopy. Patient had review statement. This is a DEXA scan on Catherine, Catherine, per year, PUIYEAR. T-score left femoral neck, negative 1.8. T-score Ward strangle, negative 2.9. Paragraph T-score L1, negative 1.9. T-score L2, negative 2.3. T-score L3, negative 2.0. T-score L4, negative 2.1. Impression, osteopenia. Signed.